With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The investigation continues into that school bus crash that left five people dead in Illinois.
Authorities say three school children and their bus driver were killed, along with a semi-truck driver, when the school bus crossed over the center line on Route 24, west of Springfield. Illinois State Police Captain Jody Huffman.
First, want to recognize the tremendous pain that the parents, families, and loved ones are experiencing right now.
She says they still don't know why the bus driver veered into the path of the truck.
Both vehicles became engulfed in flames.
The truck driver who died was hauling sand. The four victims on the bus were the only ones in that vehicle. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry says he will step down once a transitional presidential council is created. Henry served the longest single term as prime minister of Haiti since the country's 1987 constitution was approved. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meanwhile, announcing an additional $100 million to finance the deployment of a multinational force mission to Port-au-Prince, following the meeting with Caribbean leaders in Jamaica to halt the country's violent crisis.
The United States Department of Defense is doubling its approved support for the mission from $100 million to $200 million. And that brings the total U.S. support to $300 million for this effort. I'm also announcing additional humanitarian assistance for the people of Haiti, $33 million to further support their health and food security.
It has taken a while, but an international charity says an aid ship bound for Gaza has now set sail from Cyprus. This is SRN News. A brand new Holocaust museum opened this weekend in the Netherlands that tells the story of Dutch victims.
This institution is the first and only museum on the persecution of Jews in the Netherlands during occupation by the Nazis in the Second World War. Three-quarters of Dutch Jews, more than 100,000 people, were killed, the vast majority having been deported to concentration camps. The museum also documents the persecution of other groups, including Dutch Roma.
BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Now, the museum opened its doors just a few months after the deadly incursions by Hamas in southern Israel on the 7th of October. Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis that for saying Kyiv should, quote, have the courage to negotiate an end of the war with Russia. This is SRN News. Well, the fight to save AM radio in motor vehicles is heating up.
Lawmakers are closing in on the required number of votes needed to pass federal legislation that requires AM radios in every new car. The prevalence of AM broadcast radio has dipped in recent decades as more listeners turn to options such as satellite radio and podcasts during drive time. But a large bipartisan group of lawmakers believes saving the AM dial is critical to public safety, especially in rural America, and they want to ensure access to it via car radios. Keith Peters reporting.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice back in the spotlight, but not as a politician. No, not that at all. He was on the court guiding a high school basketball team in the state tournament. 72-year-old Governor moonlights as the girls' coach at Greenbrier East High School. More details at SRNNews.com.